The Honourable Chairperson, Your Excellency, Director General of FAO, Afionga Tangaloa Letoa, Malayo Letoto, Jose Graciano da Silva, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, greetings to you all from Tokelau. I am indeed very privileged to be here today addressing the 38th session of FAO, in which collectively we come to share our experiences, learn from our mistakes, and at the same time attempt to find solutions to the challenges posed by the theme of sustainable food systems for food security and nutrition. I would like to take this opportunity also to convey my greatest gratitude to the FAO establishment and government of Italy for facilitating the participation of my delegation at this 38th FAO conference. It has taken me and my delegation just over five days to get to this conference. Having traveled the vast Pacific Ocean, first by sea and then taking to the skies around the globe in order to get here is rather a big testimony to how serious Tokelau is committed to seek better outcomes for a sustainable food system for security and nutrition, hence to achieve the objectives of this conference. Geographically, Tokelau is like a dot floating in the middle of the ocean. With a population of just 1,400, it has three low-lying atolls with the highest point approximately 8 meters above sea level, and with a total land area of 12 square kilometers, Tokelau is considered very remote, very far from its neighboring countries and import markets. As an associate member of FAO since 2011, Tokelau is a self-governing territory administered by New Zealand under the supervision of the United Nations Decolonization Committee. Over the past decade, Tokelau has been steadily working towards a greater level of self-determination and self-reliance. As an atoll, and with very little opportunities in agriculture, Tokelau is overwhelmingly dependent on fisheries, with over 98% of earned revenue coming from the sale of fisheries access right to the Tokelau exclusive economic zone. In mid-2010, Tokelau has, in collaboration with our constitutional partner New Zealand, developed a fisheries policy and an associated offshore fisheries plan to not only ensure food security for our people, but also to maximize revenue. In two parts, the Tokelau fisheries policy first ensures food security in the inshore fisheries, while offshore fisheries maximizes revenue that goes into the Tokelau International Trust Fund for future generations. Need I therefore acknowledge both the governments of New Zealand and Australia as the major donors into the Tokelau Trust Fund. Furthermore, Mr. Chairman, I may emphasize that the fisheries, particularly the inshore fisheries, has provided for Tokelau's sustainable food systems and nutrition for centuries, and over that period, our people has become resilient to the sometimes harsh environment of low-lying atolls. Need I therefore also mention that our long-time sustainable food system and nutrition are not immune to the challenges we face today, particularly coming by way of climate change that we are experiencing globally. To save ourselves as a people and as a country, Tokelau is working collaboratively with our partner New Zealand and has responded to climate change by becoming the first nation in the world to become 90% renewable energy development since October 2012. Last but not least, may I, Mr. Chairman, again acknowledge the Government of New Zealand for its continuous partnership support to Tokelau, the Government of Australia, our major donor for Tokelau's mitigation program for climate change, and FAO for the kind assistance it has provided through TCP partnership framework. It is hoped that FAO and Tokelau will work together towards a full membership in the near future. Thank you very much.